Hi there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Getting mass exposure isn't all that difficult, but most of the time, people think that they've got to go and do outreach rather than already using the networks they have. See, mass exposure means getting on other people's podcasts, other people's webinars, in other people's publications, being mailed out by other people. It's about getting exposure from other people who have your type of clients and can expose you to new networks. So I want to go through how to actually do this right, but how to do it from the networks you already have. It's actually our ninth accelerator in the Million Dollar Referral System, maximize your exposure with podcasts, webinars, publications. But before I get into that, if you're not part of our Million Dollar Referral Network Facebook group, the Million Dollar Referral Network, just search it on Facebook, click on the link wherever you happen to be listening to this podcast, and come hang out and learn how to be able to generate more business through referrals, through your networks, and through partnerships. Okay, so let's get into how do we create more exposure and maximize our exposure through our current networks. I think the big mistake is that people don't create the leverage that they need to or that's available to them. They think that they've got to go outreach. Like the number of times that I get emails throughout a week going, I think I would be a good person on your show. Like, yeah, I don't know you. I don't like you. I don't trust you. You're probably not. Delete. So if that's a person's strategy to be able to do cold outreach, it's really hard. And really, the only people where that's successful for are people who have already got a bit of a name for themselves. But for the average person, it doesn't work. For the average person, they actually need to go through people who know people. And that's about leveraging your networks where you already have some known for, like for, trust for, resonate factor in play. When you break this down, somebody who has a podcast or is running webinars or has a publication, they have a driver. The driver might be, I simply just want to add lots of value to our people. The driver might be, this is a great tool for me to be able to promote the things that I do, and therefore people might want to become clients. The driver might be, I'm happy to bring other people on because then I get to be on their things. See, everyone has a driver to why they do what they do. And until you have some sort of relationship to be able to understand that driver, you can start to see why cold outreach just simply isn't all that effective. It's like making cold calls to create sales. It's like going knocking on doors. Will you get the odd one or two out of 1,000? Yep, you sure will. It's a lot of time and effort to make that happen. And that's why getting this right can get you exposure into networks who just don't know that you exist right now, can allow you to be picking up 5, 10, 20, 50, 100 clients at a time rather than one by one by one by one. It can build a brand. It can build a name. It can drive people to wherever you want them to go to. It can help fill your CRM much faster than anything else. So you see, there's lots of positives to be able to maximize your exposure by using your networks more effectively. When you get this wrong, it's all up to you. You're doing everything yourself. You've got very little network, very little leverage. I talk all the time to our implementation program guys, our partnership club program guys, around in the next hour, how many people would be helping you from your networks? They'd be talking about you. They'd be promoting you. They'd be tagging you into things. They'd be introducing you. How many people? What's the number? Now, your number might be zero. Well, I don't think anyone would probably in the next hour. Or it might be one or two, five. Doesn't matter what the number is. What really matters is increasing that number. So how would you get your networks to do this for you? So every day, we have people who are talking about us. We have people who are mentioning us in their videos. We have people who are mentioning us in their social media. We have people who are mentioning us when they're out at networking events or they're catching up with other business colleagues. We've got lots of exposure on other people's podcasts. Over 500 episodes are out there. So they sit on iTunes, people's personal websites, social platforms, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube. So it doesn't happen overnight to be able to build your networks, to be able to do lots of things, show you lots of things, give you lots of exposure. But over time, it definitely does. And that's what you've got to be able to work up to. So where does it start? Well, it starts with who you bring into your network, Accelerator 4, Grow Networks with Perfect People, and how you engage and educate your networks. Accelerator 5, engage, educate to be seen to get doors opened. See, so many people these days just go, I'm creating a network to sell to. And that's not terrible, but again, you're having to do everything yourself then. Think, when was the last time someone tagged you into a post where someone was looking for a speaker and they went, oh, you've just got to be able to speak to so-and-so. Or they did that to be in a publication or to speak at someone's conference or trade show. Like, that's what should be happening when you're really maximizing your networks properly. That's where your networks are now really working effectively and efficiently. But for most people, they don't have the right thinking. Their thinking is very transactional, and their thinking is all about me, and I want instant gratification right now. And if that's your thinking, it needs to change if you're really going to flourish in business. And very few people do flourish in business because they're transactional thinkers, where we work really hard with our guys to go from a transactional thinker to a power thinker to a transformational thinker. And it's a huge difference between them all. So let's break this down a bit. What could you do right now to be able to get your networks sharing more, giving you more exposure, opening doors for you, promoting you, talking about you, as well as them using you to be able to share to their networks? It might not be a matter of them introducing you to someone else. They might have a podcast. They might do webinars. They might do masterclasses. They might have a publication where what you've got to add might be really valuable to their people. So the first thing we've got to do is we've got to focus on including in our networks these types of people. People who have the sorts of podcasts you want to get on, who have publications, who are actively, could be a partner. It's why in Grow Networks with Perfect People, 90% of our networks need to be from buy, partner, and door openers. So around partner and door openers, we need people in our networks that then we can build up the relationships with where these sorts of great things can happen. We need people in our networks who know these sorts of people and they could become door openers for us. So the first thing we've got to get right is that we've got to start changing our networks to have the people in there who might actually then be able to help us, promote us, leverage through them, or actually collaborate with those people there and then. So whatever your favorite social platform is, and we use LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram, and we do exactly the same thing. We find these sorts of people for them to be in our networks. Because the second step is, well, now you need relationships with these people. People don't do things if there is a chance that you're not going to make them look good. If you're going to make them look bad, I'm not really going to give you the opportunity to speak to our people. I need to see that you resonate with me and you're going to resonate with our people. So that we can only do that through the relationship that we build and then keep and then enhance. So it's like the first thing we're going to do is go find to add them. The second thing we're going to do is relationship, create conversations with them. And then to me, the third thing is around what can you do to help them? Have a really simple motto. Look to help someone else before asking for help. That alone is the difference between a transactional thinker and a transformational thinker. Transactional thinker is all about me. What are you going to do for me? I should be on your show. I need to be this. I could be amazing for you. Well, no, you're just another person. And right now, you fall in the bracket of you're just another person with everybody else. When someone comes along and straight away, it's like, love the show, what can I do to be able to help to share it, promote it, get it out there, etc. Well, that's a person now that has a better chance of A, continuing the conversation, and then B, getting an opportunity somewhere down the track. And yet it's so simple to change the thinking from have me on your show, have me in your publication, have me on your webinar, to what could I do to help you with this? What could I do to help you promote it, to share it, to get it out there? What's important to you? That one thing there is the only thing from here, if anything that you're going to remember, must be remembered. The simple motto. Look to help someone else before asking for help. So the big couple of points to take away from here. One, you've got to have the right people in your networks. So you've got to be proactive in getting people into your networks. Two, you've got to build relationships with those people. Like their things, share their things, have conversations to see how you can help. And then from there, you will naturally start creating action plans and be able to do things for one another. The more active you are with your networks, the more conversations you have with your networks, the more you are seen by your networks, the more your networks will create opportunities for you. And that's the easy way to be able to maximize exposure is through the people who are already around you, rather than simply having to feel like you've got to do outreach and cold outreach, trying to beg your way onto shows. So I was looking for the right word. That's what it is. It's like you're begging your way onto someone else's show. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't go and find the shows we want to be on, but then we don't beg to be on someone's show. We have the relationship with them, and before we know it, in a matter of weeks, we're being asked, do you want to be on my show? Completely different positioning. And that's how we need to go about this. Hopefully, it's been super helpful, giving you some different thoughts and ideas. If building your million-dollar referral system, being able to generate warm, qualified leads and referrals without spending a cent on paid ads is of interest to you. There's a couple of things that you can do right now. Go join us in our Million Dollar Referral Network free Facebook group. Just search the Million Dollar Referral Network. Grab your 100 in 12 guide, 100 in 12, 100 IN 12 the number 100, I-N, the number 12.com, 112.com. Go grab that free guide, how to get 100 new clients in the next 12 months without spending a cent on paid ads. And we have a growth summit, the Referral Growth Summit. It's a great way to dip your toe in the water, spend 4 hours building out the $1 million referral system with me. All you need to do is go to michaelgriffiths.com.au/growth summit, or you'll see all the information when you jump into our $1 million referral network Facebook group also. Okay, guys, that's it from me. Hopefully it's been super helpful, and I'll talk to you real soon. See you later, all.